Speaking of diet, what are your thoughts about the WIND study looking at dietary fat reduction as a means to decrease relapse rate in women who already have breast cancer?
That's presented by Ram Tabasky. That's a seriously interesting study and a difficult study to do and extremely well done by that group and giving very interesting results, which are absolutely real. I think it's 11% reduction. I think that's right. And then, of course, they do a subgroup analysis and show that it's an ER negative rather than ER positive. Well, that may be right. But the trial, I'm not taking away from the beauty of the trial. Very difficult trial to do, very well done by a very good group of investigators. But in the fat restriction arm, they lost about 5 pounds in weight. And in the control arm, they gained about 5 pounds in weight. So that's overall 5 plus 2 equals 7. That's a half a stone in weight. And we know from the epidemiological data that I studied that I told you that we did, if you lost 5% of body weight, you would reduce your risk of breast cancer. So we don't know whether it's due to fat or whether it's due to weight loss. I can tell you my view, and I think it's weight loss. And the Women's Health Initiative study not showing much effect of fat restriction suggests that. But I guess, you know, the old adage is that we need more data to see what's happening. Now, I know that there is a calorie restriction study being organized, and that will be very important to try and tease out this issue of whether it's calorie restriction or fat restriction. My guess is it's likely to be calorie restriction.
If that strategy is affecting relapses in ER-negative patients, any thoughts about how insulin growth factor has been discussed? What are your thoughts?
Whether it is ER-negative or no is a moot point. I mean, it's a subgroup analysis, and obviously we have to be careful. But if it is, my feeling is that you are in some way energy restricting these women, and you come back to the mechanisms that I've already discussed about energy restriction, which is known. If you energy restrict an animal, you turn off cell proliferation. And we've got a biochemical mechanism which shows us this, that if you put up AMP-related kinase, that switches off mTOR, and that signal transduction pathway, growth goes down.